Hey everyone, this is Mike, and welcome back to Living a Life of Optimism, Resilience, and Hope. Today is our third podcast, and we're going to talk about an important area of life. We all have some needs, and one of the needs that we have is survival. How risky or risk-averse you are, how important safety is, your well-being. This is the third podcast, and the first was the quality world. Quality world are things that are important to you, things that you have or want to have. And when there's a discrepancy between what you have, the pictures you have in your quality world, right, of what you want versus what is really going on. So in the real world, it doesn't match your quality world. In the real world, you're lonely, but in your quality world, you have a lot of friends, right? If in your quality world, you have a loving relationship, but that doesn't exist in the real world. If in your quality world, you have a dream of having a certain profession, but in the real world, you're struggling to meet that, that's going to cause upset. It's going to cause pain. It's going to cause sadness, anxiety, depression, anger, stress. And so what happens is that discrepancy between what we value, you know, what the pictures of who we are in different areas of our life is in our quality world, and the discrepancy between what's really going on in the real world causes us pain, and that pain causes us to act. We do something to bridge the gap, right? You have this wonderful picture of yourself, this wonderful life. You're successful, you're happy, you have friends, you have family, you have good money. And in the real world, what if you don't have those things? It's very upsetting. And so we're motivated to do something. Now, sometimes what we do is effective. Maybe we go to school, we work hard, we save, we go out, we meet people, we network. But sometimes what we do is ineffective. We depress, we sit alone, we overeat, we don't exercise, we sleep all day, we have negative self-talk, and we beat ourselves up. That's not effective. Right? So, what we do to deal with the gap between what's in our quality world and what's in our real world can either be effective or ineffective. Now, we have a number of needs, right? That's why the quality world pictures that I talked about were family, friends, finances, leisure. We have a variety of needs, and the needs that we have are a need for survival, we have a need for love and belonging, a need for fun, a need for power or accomplishment, and a need for freedom or independence and autonomy. And we also have a need for meaning in life. And so today I'm going to talk about the need for survival. Right? This is, we, especially in this time of the pandemic, the need for survival is brought to the forefront. Usually most people do not face survival on a daily basis. Some people do, unfortunately. But most of us don't. But we still are risk averse, right? Some of us engage in more risky behavior, whether it's drug and alcohol, whether it's risky sexual behavior, whether it's risking our lives, you know, driving too fast or not caring about the consequences. Some people are very risk averse, and they wash their hands all the time, and they use antibacterial soap and the Purell, and they wear a mask even before the pandemic. So what I want to know is, and I want you to do, is what is a quality world picture that you have of survival? If survival is important to you, on a scale of 1 to 10, figure out how much. Is it a 5? Is it average? Is it a 9 or a 10? Are you really, really survival focused? You're like, you know, you want to make sure every part of your life is protected. Maybe it's a 1 or a 2. You know, you want to live and survive, but, you know, you take a lot of risks. So first figure out at what level your need for survival is. And then what does survival mean to you? Does it mean, you know, just maybe having, you have a home, so you have a fire alarm or a burglar alarm. Maybe you have the car has an airbag in it. Maybe you look both ways before you cross the street. Maybe you're healthy, you take vitamins, you eat well. Just what are the quality world pictures that you have? And notice, is it connected to the real world? So maybe in your quality world, you're very healthy and fit, and you know, you have good cholesterol and blood pressure, but in the real world you do not, right? So if you don't, where there's a discrepancy between the two, What do you do to get that need met? Do you exercise? Do you have a healthy diet? Are you protected? Do you have a fire alarm, a smoke detector, a gas alarm? If you live on a high floor in an apartment building, do you have window guards so you don't fall out? Or you have children? Or do you make sure that you're eating the right foods? So do you go to your doctor? You have checkups every year, maybe more than once a year. So what is the image, and what do you do to get that need met? And then again, is there a gap between what you want, right, and what you have? Is there a gap between your image of what a quality world in terms of survival and health and well-being and safety is, and what the real world is? Okay? And then what are you doing to bridge the gap? What is the action? Remember, I talked about the action can be either effective or ineffective. So where there's a gap in your survival, what are you doing to bridge that gap? What are some of your behaviors? What are some of your actions? What are the actions you're taking to bridge that gap? Do you exercise? Do you go for a run? Right? Do you go to your doctor once a year, maybe twice a year? Are you taking appropriate medications or vitamins? What are some of your thoughts? Do you think that, okay, I need to be careful, I need to look both ways before I cross the street? I need to make sure, be aware of my surroundings. Things are okay, I'm doing a good job, right? Or do you worry, panic? Oh my goodness, everything's out to get me. I'm really in trouble. I better worry about everything, right? So what are your actions and thoughts? And then if you're not meeting your goal, if what you have in your mind in your quality world is not meeting the real world, and you're making some action, and even those actions, those behaviors, those thoughts and behaviors and actions are not meeting you, what new ideas you can come up with? Let's brainstorm. What could you do? Right? Could you join a group? Could you join a gym? Could you watch exercise videos at home? Could you eat healthier? Could you maybe make your own food? Maybe you have an allergy for some nuts or some other food, and you don't know what you're buying, so maybe you make your own food. So what are different ideas? If you have a car, can you have an airbag? Maybe you have a side airbag. Maybe the frame of the car is just safer. Maybe you can put in fire alarms or smoke detectors or gas detectors in your house. Maybe you can put bars on the window if you're really afraid, especially if you're high up. So what are some things that you can do to take care of yourself? Okay? And again, the goal is you have this image of being safe, of survival. This is in your quality world. This is what you want. This is what you either have and want to keep, or what you don't have and you want. And then you match it with the real world. And when they don't match, you do things to try to get them to match. Is what you're doing effective or ineffective? If it's not effective, let's brainstorm. Come up with ideas to make it more effective so your quality world and your real world match. Okay? We're going to talk next time about the next need. But again, we have five needs that we have to meet in order to, as human beings, just to be happy, to be satisfied. Survival is one of them. We have love and belonging, that's friends and family. We have a need for fun, right? We have a need for power, or really to be accomplished and successful, to do something, and a need for freedom or independence or autonomy. And I have a sixth need, a need for meaning and purpose in life. So this is the first, the need for survival, because without survival, nothing else, there's nothing else, right? That's the most important. So think about how you can get your survival needs met, how the real world can match your quality world in survival, and I'll see you in the next podcast. Thanks so much.